And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
While Governor Pat McCrory continues to attack opponents of HB 2 and blame the media for how it's covering the damage caused by his anti-LGBT law, leaders in the tourism industry have a clear message for McCrory and the General Assembly. Repeal the law that is hurting their business. The Lumina News reports that Mary Baggett, owner of the Blockade Runner Beach Resort in Wrightsville Beach, didn't mince any words at a recent meeting of the North Carolina Tourism and Travel Coalition in Wilmington, saying the legislature needed to repeal the bill. Quote, "We fought hard to become a destination state," Baggett said. "Now it's all undone." She described an email she received from a family from Massachusetts traveling through the region who had planned to stay at the Blockade Runner. The family will now be staying in the, quote, "more progressive state of South Carolina." The more progressive state of South Carolina? It's hard to believe where Pat McCrory and his pals in the General Assembly have taken us. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.